Welcome back to Mondays with Mike and Mary. I'm Mike.
And I'm Mary. Okay. I get to go first today.
Woo-hoo.
All right. I have two parades of techniques. Don't y'all love
it?
I'm
always to have
breaking
one.
The rules. All right. But they're quick. They're quick. All right. Okay. So if you are in R-squared class, if you are in R-squared coaching, or if you have been to classes ever in your life, go back through your old notes. Find cool ideas that you never implemented, things that you wrote down, and ooh, you just might have a new idea to go find more business this year.
Take notes. I got notebooks and notebooks and notebooks. Right.
Me too. All right, here's my second one.
Fortune.
What's super quick. Well, so how many people are tracking their goal? You need a reverse thermometer. Well, you can buy one. Did you know that? They're like $60. They're really cool. If you are into Iron Man, or if you are into dogs, you can have images or not. It's a reverse thermometer, which, you know, Floyd always tells us we should have on our way to our transaction goal or our volume goal or whatever it is, number of listings. And so go to fathead.com. I know you heard me correctly. F-A-T-H-E-A-D. Fathead, not to be confused with the beer. Shh, I knew you were thinking that. They're like $60 and they're erasable. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fathead. Okay.
Are you calling me names?
You know, we've got so many people who have committed to doing more video this year.
Right.
And here I heard something I thought was very amusing yesterday. She said, well, I didn't actually start it, but I started starting it.
Okay.
That's my video campaign.
This could be said about a lot of things in our life, like a diet, you know.
But here's how she started starting it.
Okay.
She asked ChatGPT for social media post ideas. And it generated 46 weeks worth in about 8 seconds. So if your prompts are smart and accurate and thought-provoking, you're going to get some great social media post ideas from ChatGPT.
I like it. Are we ready for Ask the Experts?
Ask the Experts.
Aha. All right. So we have a gentleman who took a listing, listed it at $243,000, which is what the seller wanted. But he felt like, yeah, it can sell for that. And it's been on the market for 55 days. And it's not sold. It's had
55
offers.
55 days. That's an eternity.
But it's had three offers, all of which were super low. And so here's the deal. It's cluttered. It's a flip house, but it's cluttered. And they live there. And it's dirty. I mean, it's dirty. And so he gave them that feedback early on. And they said, we live here. What do they expect? And, you know,
and we're pigs. Yeah, sorry.
This is a guy that's been in class with me, and I always talk about this because this is something Floyd taught me 100 years ago, and that is there's nothing wrong with any house at the right price, and terms won't cure. Mm-hmm. And that when you ask someone who is dirty to clean, their level of clean is still not where you would want to eat at their house. Right? They cleaned. But you're like, no, you didn't. So you can't have people cleaning when they don't understand what clean means. Anyway, here's the dialogue he used at the house. They said to him, well, we would take $235. So maybe we should raise the price and offer a $10,000 carpet and flooring allowance, which they need. Or we could go to like $240 and offer $5,000, or we could just go to $240 and see if we get any offers. So he used a dialogue on the spot. Then he came to his R-squared team and said, what do you think I should have done?
Mm-hmm.
So his R-squared team said, $243 with $5,000, see what you get. His R-squared team said, get a quote for flooring, have three samples in the kitchen, you know, because you can't decide what other people want or what colors. You could put into your agent notes, seller will consider a $10,000 flooring allowance at full price or at $245 or whatever. Oh, they thought about raising the price too. The seller did.
Okay.
So, you know, is that a good idea?
Raise the commission too?
No. And then somebody said, well, show them market data. You know, I thought it was worth blank, but the market has shifted. But when it got to me, I said, I think you gave the perfect dialogue. And it's the dialogue that we cover in class, and he used it. I'm so proud of him. And here's the dialogue. Let's, if you, you, so you would take 235, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Then I think what we ought to do is lower the price to 235 and hold firm. Now, if you're not driving and you're taking notes, write that word down, those words, hold firm. That's such a great dialogue. Thank you, Floyd. Hold firm. I'd rather have you reject three other offers because they were less than 235 than not get any offers because we were over 235. So if you're willing to take 235, let's reduce the price to that. And what's the right word? Hold firm. Anyway, love that. Hope that helps you get something sold. You know, a lot of people, they're listed at a higher price than what they would take. Well, for Pete's sake, if you would take that, would you be happy with that? Then let's list it at that. And what's the phrase, gang? Hold firm.
If you've been to Business Breakthrough or any of our recent podcasts, you know about the listing in Detroit and Pontiac, Michigan.
Yeah.
Listed for $1.
$1!
It sold for $52,000.
With how many offers? Like 143 offers?
What is that rate of return? I don't know. Yeah.
Well,
you can't underprice a house.
Yeah. Well, the only risk in pricing it low is taking the first offer.
Right.
Right?
So I love that Wickman quote. There's nothing wrong with any listing
that the right price and terms won't cure.
Or in this case, a flamethrower.
Price. It doesn't matter. You know, I've heard people over the years say, well, I would never take that listing. It's dirty. It's ugly. I don't want that listing. Yes, you do. You want to get paid. You want to help sellers. Your job. What are your core values? To make your client's number one goal,
your number one goal.
So go list it and sell it. Doesn't mean you have to have open houses and leave with cooties, right? Price it right. What?
That's a word I haven't heard since sixth grade.
Shh, okay. It's your turn. Oh, that is girl.
Ah, we have a theme going here.
We
about
do?
Listings, yeah, but this is about BPOs.
All right.
I think it might also be about FSBOs, because here's what happened. I've gotten calls from three different sellers.
You have?
In the past week, this is my Ask the
Experts question. Your person, or your student.
Asking for an estimate.
Okay.
A market value. Something like that. Three different ones. And they're not going to list. They've already got a buyer. They're going to sell it to their son or their neighbor or whatever. They think they've already got a buyer lined up. Should I charge to do a BPO, a market estimate for them? Because what they said is they're going to compare it to an other agent's opinion of price.
Okay.
Right? So, what should I do? Should I charge? First answer, yes. And then refer them to an appraiser. Second answer, I do it all the time. I don't charge because you never know. Now, they want this agent to send them the opinion.
Oh, yeah. They don't want to meet
with you. But she said, I do it all the time, but I get face to face.
Okay.
Because you never know.
Right.
How many of these things where they tell you they've already got a buyer actually ever close?
Right.
Right? You never know. Offer a flat fee to do the transaction for them as long as they work with you as a buyer. That was another piece of advice. I'm not allowed to do this because my E&O insurance does not cover this. I would not be covered. What is, and here's the bottom line. These people are for sale by owners calling you. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, how many agents are afraid to pick up the phone and call a for sale by owner? Okay, well, have them call you. Mm-hmm. And this happened three times in 1 week. That's a blessing, a windfall in your laps.
Let's get together.
How do you respond to it? Well, first of all, what's your end goal? Find that out. And then start asking questions like, well, which price would you like? Do you want the as-is price? Would you like the investor price? How about the full market price? How about the guaranteed pricing strategy price? Which one would you be interested in? In other words, pique their interest. keep them in suspense. Have I told you how to keep a group in suspense?
Tell me now.
I'll tell you later. Okay. Ask those FSBO questions. Oh, so you've already got a buyer. What contract are you using? Who's doing your title work? Who's getting it from contract to closing? What are you doing about earnest money? Is your buyer all cash? You know,
ask questions they can't answer.
By asking questions, yeah. Right, that prove that you've got some value. Answers that could help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then get face to face.
Yeah.
So should you offer an opinion? I think the bottom line was you don't really need to charge because you're going to charge them when you get the listing.
Hmm.
To get for sale by owners to call you, that's a blessing.